Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the chat. Just a little thing. I gotta say this, man. Just what fascinates me is hardly anyone is wondering what we're actually doing on this planet, or this existence, or just anything. Nobody's actually wondering this. Like, I feel like just most accept, like, a work, eat, entertainment style, like, and then just sleep. And then do it again the next day. They do this cycle. I feel like that's just what goes on in today's world as life. And they have no one has a desire for a deeper understanding of our purpose in this universe or just in life in general. Like, what if we could be like, not avatars, but the movie Avatar. What if our planet was once like that? I don't know. I've come to realize now that it's very hard to just pinpoint a truth onto things anymore because I don't know what's true anymore. I don't know what's facts. I don't know what's false. The government lies to us. The government says this, the government says that. But then, you know, private companies will say this and that, and, you know, this and that, and this and that. Well, who knows who's right, and who knows who's wrong? It's like everybody's in just a war of yelling, oh, no, I'm right, no, I'm right, and then the government's like, oh, we don't hide anything, but then they come out and say later on, oh, yeah, we just didn't tell you about that, and like, oh, well, that means you hit, like, I don't know. JFK, he said it once really good, you know, we're a very thin line. A very, very thin line is what's needed for national security. I mean, not now. We have all these crazy-ass phones and devices and these podcasts and everything. It's just too crazy to get a hold of everyone. That's what I think they're afraid of. I think the masses are afraid of just having everyone go willy-nilly out here in the world. I'm serious. I think that's what they're afraid of. They're just afraid of us just being able to just take a hold of this grip and being like, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's more out there in the planet just itself. I don't know. This is a little prelim to future episodes too. Hollow Earth theories and different Dark Age theories of where supposedly we might not be in 2020s anymore. We're actually in the 1700s because there's this gap that somebody might have found. It's just crazy things. It's just stuff that you never hear of. And a lot of it gets thrown into the conspiracy world, and it's not right sometimes. But you know what? Listen, some of these people, I mean, there's got to be some fact to something. Do you know what I mean? So, I have a hard time with this industrial complex going the way it's going. I have a hard time with the way the world is. It's freaking me out. I'm scared. We're getting rid of money pretty much. They want to go to a one unit currency. That's not right. I don't think we should do that. There's so many things in this world that are just messed up the way they are. I can't personally do much about them because I'm not powerful enough. That's the thing there, is you gotta have power in this world. You gotta have power. Power will do you it'll get you anywhere in this world. Now, obviously, that's the truth here. Because most of these families, is what you didn't know about all of these things in the world, dude. The facts are here. The crazy thing, too, is if these people that have been in charge of this world forever, they've written our fucking history. So what's not to say that these people didn't fucking curate the system to be in their favor? You don't know that. I don't know that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that that's true and you need to go say, oh my God, they screwed us for all of time. This is no history, is lie. It could be a lie. There could be factions in it and things different like that aren't true. I can definitely atone to that one because there is things in school that you didn't learn, you know, that you actually do learn that did happen. And you're like, oh, fuck, the government does that. Like, I bet you guys didn't fucking know this. Guess what? The freaking show Stranger Things. That's from a freaking an actual military operation. Like, for real. I can't remember what, if it was a Mockingbird or something, I remember. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember. It was one of those, like, fucking Agent Phoenix going zero. I don't know. But just some weird, dumb, weird thing like that. But they had just, I mean, they had done tests on kids and stuff. But the, literally, the TV show Stranger Things is literally the depiction of what happened in that military base. And, like, I'm serious right now. They wanted this guy to, they did, all, it was all military mind warfare is what they were doing, because it was, you have the Civil War, or not the Civil War, the Cold War, sorry. You have the Cold War, so everyone's trying to, like, get control of everyone's minds, and we're afraid of the Russians, and you know, shooting fucking laser beams to our minds, and brainwashing our people. Well, you ended up brainwashing us anyways, you fucking imbeciles! Why can't nobody just get this? It's hard for me to just sit here and just go, listen, people, come on, why can't we just get, like, dude, even fucking growing up, half of the people, come on, half of this country, half of you people, half of my listeners, you've watched Scooby-Doo growing up. Literally, Scooby-Doo is a depiction of what the fuck is going on in this world. Why? Like, think, for real. Like, why? Just think. Why is it that every monster they encounter, quote-unquote monster here, is always like an old, creepy, rich fucking man involved in some illicit fucking property fraud? Always. Like, the real, literally, it's literally the real monsters are like the man. Man. Do you get it? Come on. Do we need to, God, do we need to, I don't know, man. Do we need to just scream at every? I don't know what we need to do, but I'm definitely, I'm convinced almost, man, that, like, a lot of us in high school, I think, that struggled. A lot of stuff in people in school alone struggled. I think we were just instinctively just tuning out of the programming. Like, we were just like, no, like, we can't. I can't do this. There's something about it that's just not right. There's just something there. You know what I mean? Whether or not, you know, the America is going to come down to a Red Dawn style freaking dystopia, you know, a man in the high castle dystopian style America, you know, where there's no more America. It's all communist fucking Nazis and everything else. But, I mean, I don't know. I got theories, man. I got ideas that, you know, they're not gone. They, you know, Hitler might be dead. He might not be. Who knows about that? But the Nazi regimes, obviously the Nazi party itself still continues on to this day. But the true Nazi party, I think there's something to it. I don't know. There's just something to it, man. Who they were involved with and what they were involved with in World War II just is too fishy and too squirrely for me to believe that there's something different with the Nazi party that's deeper than what we know just on the outside world. Because obviously we don't know what goes on in the Nazi party or what they really, really mean. Because this is the same concept with the Freemasons. You never know, because the Freemasons have different tiers, right? And you're not going to know the full information if you're just a little, you know, a freaking noob. You know, your first year guy in there, he ain't gonna know shit. You know, he's gonna know the basics of being a Freemason or just different things like that. And he'll know the history and the part of the religion style, just different things. But he won't know what the true shit. He won't know the deeper stuff. Come on, you can't tell me that there's deeper stuff going on. Anybody knows a Freemason, you know? Shit, dude, my family was Freemasons. My family's crazy. Well, not really crazy, but I mean, my family's been in the histories, literally in the history books. It's insane. Nobody knows about that. We've literally served in every single war since the Revolutionary War. One of my great 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 ancestor, you know, my great 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 grandfather James, He served in the fucking Revolutionary War in the militia. So that's pretty cool. And ever since then, we've had people in the military ever since then. And every war we have called, we've called in and we've joined. We've fought for the country, for our family, for our loved ones mainly. A lot of people could say fuck the country, but still join up and fight for the country. But you're actually fighting what your true fight is for yourself and for your family and for your loved ones, for their freedom. You know, the things that our ancestors are fought for, well, supposedly fought for. My family served in every elective office in the United States except for the president's office, if you didn't know that. Now you do. It's pretty crazy to think that. And then you're just like, what? Like, history just alone in the United States is crazy. What? Like, yeah, we've been there. We've done it. And then I come to think, I'm like sitting here thinking, I'm like, well, shit, is my family, like, were we part of some of these horrific events in time? Were we part of these things? Were we part of some of these discussions and some of these things? Is there secrets that my family knows that, you know, only they know because of those positions that they held? I would love to know that. You know what I mean? I've wanted to delve in my family history. I've delved into a little bit of it. Not a lot. I need help from my family for the most part. Not a lot of family because, well, I mean, it's not like everyone loves family history. I mean, everyone likes family history of like, oh, I know where I came from. Like, mine's cool because mine, I have history with the history in the United States. My family's been here since the start. So it's really cool. It'd be awesome to know that. But that's neither here nor there. It's just crazy out there in this world today. I just don't know what to do anymore. And except just, honestly, I'm just trying my best. Like, I can't do anything else except for to try my best, do my best, do what is right, and do what I think is right for my family, for my kids, for my fiance, everything. For myself, too, included. Don't forget about yourself. Just, yeah. So, I don't know. Different things in this country should be changed, I think. You know what I mean? When it comes down to a lot of stuff. And I'm just talking about, like, just even, like, the basics at the, like, the community levels. And I mean the community levels can honestly, this is the easiest, simple thing in the world, you know, to be all good, you know, healthy citizens of, you know, your community and good area and good health, good fortune. Because your health is everything, like, for real. And the scary thing is in this country is that they've destroyed this, the people on purpose. I'm telling you right now, you can look into it. It's all in front of you. It's all here. You just have to investigate a little bit. It might be hard, Susan, I know, but fuck you, guess what? Take that little fucking half hour of scrolling with your fucking stupid carpal tunnel thumb and fucking look around, type in some words. Investigate a little bit. And if you're not open minded, like, if you don't believe in conspiracies, just be open minded to the thought of, you know, what the fuck if, you know, should I be prepared for something like this? Is this something that we should be thinking about? Is this something that we should be talking about? And fuck yeah, I think it is something we should be talking about, you know, but I think at a community level, I think it should just be, I think if we just grow a large crop each, like, of a different food, we could all trade with each other and eat for literally practically free. It helps communities come together, first off. Helps families come together. Helps your just neighbors be unite. It helps unite the culture of the area. It helps breed in new good things. Just great things, man. Like, I understand having a beautiful lawn. That's cool. But, like, food should be free, bro. Like, you can grow your own food. You know what I mean? Like, you have a big-ass yard. You don't need to have grass. There's no law stating that you have to have a fuckload of grass. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have a fuckload of grass. Section a huge chunk out of it. Take an hour and a half every day or 2 hours every day to tend to that garden. And I tell you right now, the return on that is going to be so great. And you're going to feel so fulfilled. You know what? I need some land. Anybody got land? I need some land.
I need some land. Anybody just want to give me some land real quick? Oh, you got some? Yeah, yeah. Anybody got some land? I'll throw some vegetables on and stuff. So let me know. Oh, just kidding. Not really, though. But no, I'm just kidding. Listen, everybody. I just hope you enjoyed this little talk here, this little chat. Honestly, it's been good. It's good to get back into the game a little bit here. So, had confidence issues. But you know what? That's being me being frank with you. I have to be frank. I have to be frank with myself, because if I'm not frank with myself, I'm not going to be able to progress further. You have to own up to your truths, to your true self, to what you've been doing. You know, I've been slacking. I slacked as a spouse for a little while. I slacked as a you know, as a father and as a member of a family that I just wasn't up to my par that I should have been up to. You know what I mean? And you know, it takes a lot to recognize that and to step forward with it and to keep pushing forward and to go, all right, here are my faults. I've been this way for a while. For some reason, I've been like this. Why am I like this? All right, I'm like this because of this. How do we get past this? What do we do? All right, A, B, and C. Cool. Let's start checking those off. And here we are. We're checking number C off. Everybody, have a great fucking rest of your goddamn day. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.